Hi folks, and welcome to the ongoing coverage from the Tortoise Shack across Echo Chamber, Reboot and Disturbing the Peace, bringing you as much coverage as we can. I've been looking at the tallies, we've been looking at all the numbers, Martin's off in account centre, we've other people in other account centres, but this, make no mistake, this is a huge day. What we've seen is seismic change. The exit polls, if anything, have underestimated the size of the left and progressive vote. The broad left is definitely in the ascendancy, and no matter what narrative about, you know, Fine Gael being happy with the damage limitation exercise and Fianna Fáil, you know, feeling like they've bounced back, it's decimation. This is the first time that a sitting Taoiseach, he's not going to top the poll and he won't return a running mate since 1987. We are seeing in Dublin Central, the finance minister, a well-respected finance minister, struggling and a green candidate gone ahead of him in the polls, in the tally so far. We are seeing across the board huge surpluses for Sinn Féin votes. And if those transfer left, this could be seismic. Look, again, we get nothing for this. We do need your support. Head to Patreon. Our Patreon we're delighted for every cent we get, but it's not viable. So just head to patreon.com/tortoiseshack. Price of a cup of coffee once a month helps keep this show on the road. Now what you're going to hear from are two candidates, who I think are all, well, it's not official. I'm calling it now. Nessa Hourigan from the Greens is currently second to Mary Lou MacDonald in the Dublin Central constituency. And she is a first time candidate in the generals. And I think she's going to make an excellent TD. And you will hear how excited she is and how positive she is towards the talk of a possibility of a broad left coalition. Second is another first-time TD, well, long-time politician and councillor, but this will be the first time he's elected in Meath East, and currently topping the poll, Darren O'Rourke of Sinn Féin. Darren again talks about the responsibility that Sinn Féin feel now, that if people have come and given them these, they will have to deliver, and is also open to that broad left coalition. Look, we're going to try and bring you a couple of these over the course of the day, and just keep an eye on your feed. Thanks for all the support, and keep optimistic. Thanks. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by the Green Party candidate in Dublin Central, Nessa Hourigan. Nessa, this is very exciting.
Well, nothing has been counted yet, but it's looking good, and I'm hoping we'll do it in Dublin Central.
Well, either way, Nessa, you have to admit, finish second right now in the tallies, and when you look at that, you know that's got to be a huge, like, that's never happened for the Green Party in Dublin Central before.
No, like when I joined the Greens in 2012, the branch wasn't really meeting that much, and we didn't have a very strong presence in Dublin Central. And to be honest with you, part of the difference is that we all coalesced around the repeal campaign and got very involved there, and then it just kind of grew from there, and you know, members got more involved, and then the last year, like, things have really changed for the party generally. You know, we've had this huge influx of really engaged members, and just, you know, Dublin Central's really taken off. So yeah. I had, like, so much support, you know. It was incredible.
I understand that, and I do. I think it's great that you acknowledge the support and how the movement grew out of, you know, particularly young women who were politicised around repeal. But you also have to give yourself a lot of credit, because when we met first, you were fighting the campaign around the Phoenix Park and the commercialisation of that. So no, you know, I just want to say, you know, I'm as someone who's known you for a while now, I'm delighted for you that you've had this, even though we know it's not official yet. It's just great to see that has been paid off. So well done you, by the way.
Thank you. Well, like, the thing I learned from all of this is that, you can't replace kind of work on the ground with actual community. Mm. And that matters, and people care about that. And that is, like, very heartening for someone like me who, sometimes it can feel, you know, like that it's all social media or, you know, spending money on Facebook ads. And actually, you know, we didn't really have any of that. We didn't have a big budget, and we don't have, we basically just knock on a door and we pick campaigns that are important to us, And like the fact, if it pays off, and it looks like it might have paid off, that's amazing, and it, you know, it's really encouraging.
Look, well, I'd say the other thing I'd say to you is, given what we've seen in the exit poll at the, you know, Sinn Féin and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil all within the margin of error of one another, and then what we're seeing the tallies come in, it looks like even Sinn Féin's, you know, overall vote might be the higher vote of the all, even if that doesn't transfer into seats. It's an incredible change. Are you excited for the possibility of a broad left, you know, conversations happening in the next few days?
Absolutely. I think, like, whatever happens, this is a transformative election, and we can see that, you know, the whole electorate, for whatever reason, has kind of moved a bit towards the left. And I think that we all now have to get real and, you know, be grown up about it, and everybody sit down and talk about, like, what is the direction do we want to go here? And can we put kind of tribalism aside and see if, you know, we can reach out across that spectrum of the left and start, you know, making plans, like, you know, let's have a joint housing strategy, let's have a plan for that, let's have a plan around homelessness, let's have a plan around the climate, let's have a plan around healthcare. Like, there's an opportunity here for people to really, like, work together, and I think if we're brave enough to seize it, it could be really exciting.
It absolutely is, and you know, no one's more excited than this age than sitting here. I've been pushing this for a while, and I'm really delighted that I know nothing's confirmed, but I'm just delighted to see the tallies. It speaks to an electorate that wants change, and people keep saying that they don't. That they're saying now that but we don't know what change they want. Well, I think it's quite clear what they want. They want a left party that puts people want to live in a society and not exist in an economy anymore. And, you know, green policies can actually be a great window into that, a great vehicle for that, because, as we know, if you don't want to sit in cars all day, if you have livable cities, that will fix that. And I know that's something you're very passionate about.
I think that idea that, you know, you can just kind of spout metrics at people and say the unemployment levels are low and the economy's doing well, that's meaningless, you know, if you're worried about your kid getting a diagnosis or you're worried about sending your elderly mother into hospital on a trolley. So I think that if nothing else, we know that the electorate has rejected that idea. Absolutely. But I have to say, I think you guys have had a bit of an effect, that whole kind of transfer left, vote left. That starting of that conversation and pushing it so hard, like, I think it has had an impact.
I'll take what little credit we have. We definitely were people trying to concerned and hoping that people would look broad, and you know, it's just lovely to see these tallies come in, because there's a narrative going around that you know, that as if, like, oh, it's not a disaster, but like, we've just seen the statistic that the Taoiseach is going to be the first one since 1987 to not carry a running mate. I mean, this is a seismic change in Irish politics, and I'm absolutely delighted for you. And I say that as, on a personal level, and for the policies that I know you represent. So, Nessa Hergan, thanks for taking the time to have a chat.
Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Delighted to be joined on the line by Sinn Féin candidate in Meath East, Darren O'Rourke. Darren, today is a huge, it's a seismic day. And you're part of it. Congratulations! If the tallies are anything to go with, and I know it's not confirmed yet, but you must be delighted.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. We haven't quite finished the full tally here, just in terms of putting them onto the computer system and that. But the indications and the pattern, I suppose, across the whole constituency is a really strong swing towards Sinn Féin. It's reflecting what we felt on the doors. I think from the first day we started knocking doors in relation to this campaign, we felt that people were looking for a change, very frustrated with the way Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael had governed Ireland for such a long period, and were hungry for change, and Sinn Féin was providing an alternative for them that they supported and liked. And it seems to be the case that we'll get elected in Meath East for the first time ever, that we might top the poll. And that's something that look, we're tremendously happy with and very proud of. But also at the same time, it comes with a huge amount of responsibility. It shows us that there is a huge mandate for change. People are hugely engaged in politics, probably in a way that I have never seen before. And it's something I'm really looking forward to playing my part in.
Darren, you've made a great point there. The pressure now comes on to, first of all, try and sit down with the broad left and see what the numbers will allow. Do you get the sense that there's appetite for that amongst, you know, the broader, you know, the Greens, Labour, Independents? And because I've just come off the phone with Nessa Hurricane from Dublin Central, and she's all up for it. And you know, that'll be the first time as well that constituency will return a Green TD. So, you know, it's real seismic change here.
Yeah, it is. And the thing I take from the overall results as they're coming out, and we won't know them for another little while, is that people are looking for that type of change. Mary Lou McDonald has said that the best option for a future government is one with neither Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in it, and that means it has to be a coalition probably led by Sinn Féin of that broad left. The worst option, as Mary Lou McDonald has said, is one with both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in it. So I think it's behoving on all of us. I've spoken to you guys before. Yep. In relation to this. Like, I think, in fairness to the party, they have indicated that they are up to talking to everybody. So it's time for everybody, I think. And I know there are, you know, you've heard from the Labour Party, you've heard from other individuals in other parties, and maybe been a bit cautious. I think it's time now. The people are demanding that alternative. It's time for people to step up. That's my own honest opinion.
Absolutely, that caution has to go away, because this result is so humongously big. Like, I mean, we're talking, you know, people forget that we're only a few months ago where Fine Gael were workshopping the slogan "Let Leo Lead" and considering would they go for a majority. And, you know, like and I know it's been, the narrative is, oh well, they'll be happy that the damage limitation exercise has worked, but tally after tally, they're absolutely, their vote has been decimated, even if they can't carry some seats. And similar to Fianna Fáil, it was there, the logic was, well, if the one is out, we reward the other. And that hasn't happened. And I have to say, you know, I'm again disappointed with some of the media narratives around this. But we've talked very consistently on this podcast about voting left, transferring left, and making sure that people's lived experiences. I think this vote for Sinn Féin was a vote for a decent housing, decent paying conditions, decent education, decent healthcare. But the pressure's going to come on you guys, Darren, to deliver like never before. And trust me, I won't be shy about telling you if you aren't living up to those standards either. But today, I'm absolutely delighted to see an honest, hard working man like yourself getting that reward at the ballot box. What's your sense of the next few days? Just if you know, I know it's hard to say, but how are you feeling things are going to shape out?
Yeah, the first thing, I suppose, is that the seats will be filled, and that might take a couple of days to know exactly what the numbers are. And it will be really important, and sometimes those are the margins that make all the difference in terms of the four and five seat constituencies, what way transfers go. As you said yourself, and you know, Sinn Féin and Fairness in the last number of days and last couple of weeks of the campaign, and Fairness when it did look like we were, you know, maybe not running enough candidates, and there was going to be a swing towards us, we're strongly encouraging people to transfer left and to build a progressive alternative. We don't know yet what way the numbers are going to stack up. This is my first time being involved in a situation like this. I've been unsuccessful in the past, so I don't know is the straight answer, but I presume, and I know the Sinn Féin leadership are meeting and talking amongst themselves in terms of their approach over the next number of days, and I presume that will be trying to meet with party leaders, trying to, as I said, Mary Lou McDonald's stated preference is to lead a less progressive alternative. If that is a possibility, I think, you know, this will be transformational. And a thing I just want to say, Tony, as well, in fairness to the likes of yourselves, I mentioned the last time I was talking to you, is I think the mainstream media, for want of a better phrase, and particularly political correspondents generally, are out of step with where people are at. Ireland is the people of Ireland are receiving their information in a new and different way. They're weighing things up, and sometimes, particularly that mainstream dominant political media narrative, I've never seen it more out of step. And people aren't looking to it for a political steer. They're thinking independently. They're looking at alternatives. They're living their own lives and relating it to the type of politics that's in front of them. And I just think that's fantastic. Of course, here I know the responsibility that will come with that for me personally. But you know, that's what we're supposed to be in politics for. Like, these are the opportunities that I've worked for, and people that have gone before me have worked for. So yeah, it's time for me and for people like me to step up. You know, for those very many people that are dependent on us, you know, and I've met them all over the last number of weeks, and they're the ones that I'm thinking of today. You know, carers, you know, the homeless people, you know, people with special needs and dependent on the state that have been failed again.
Darren O'Rourke, I really appreciate your taking the time to talk to us today. Congratulations to you, and it is a humongously insignificant day. I'm the most excited I've been since I still believed in Santa Claus. Thanks for taking the call, Darren.
No